Okay, Buddha.
Blog Talk Radio. This is CJ Miller, and I'm here with the CJ Miller Show, the first installment of my new show here on In5D Radio. And yes, I am losing my voice, so please excuse me tonight. But I'm so happy to be back on the air and with my new show on In5D Radio. And we're bringing to you interviews with some very interesting people and having a lot of healers on our show. And tonight, we happen to have an amazing healer, shaman, and clairvoyant. His name is Matthew Bueno. How you doing, Matthew? Are you here with us?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm here. Absolutely, I'm here. I'm just here, just squeezing my crystals really tight and just melting at the seams here.
Of course. Well, it's a big deal. I'm so happy that you came, that you were able to join us today. And this is not just today that you'll be joining me, but we'll be having a show twice a month together. And gosh, I'm so glad you're here with me today, because obviously with my voice, you'll be doing most of the talking. And luckily, you're a very interesting person. And as many of our people that are listening tonight actually know your work, because you were on Cosmic Current two times with Helene and I, and you were so amazing, and that was when we decided to have a regular show with you. So I'm just so honored to have you, and thank you so much, Matthew, for coming on the CJ Miller
it's
show.
My honor. Yeah, absolutely. It's my honor to be here. And, you know, I just kind of say that, you know, the last couple times have been really, really overwhelming for me, and I'm just really, really grateful for the opportunity to be here today and to be able to share, you know, some of my experience. You know, some of the things I've been experiencing over the last past months or so, and the changes that have been occurring on planet Earth, and you know, it's just it's beautiful to see so many beautiful workers on this planet, this time, this day and age, who are really, really coming together to really create a oneness on planet Earth. You know, it's a bit spotty, you know, but there are a lot of people out there who have, you know, just gained an overwhelming, evolving mind and consciousness towards this kind of work, you know, and there are so many modalities out there, and it's really hard to trust what draws you into an inner faith, what draws you on your path, what creates inspiration, you know, and I can't tell you enough that, you know, there are many people out there who are really, really doing great work today with the planet Earth, and, you know, I just want to give thanks to my teacher, Catherine Keaton, my Uncle Kenny out in South Dakota, my brother Tawalness in San Jose, and my dad, my adopted dad, Walking Eagle up in Shasta, who have all been inspirations to me to make this a better place and to be able to follow their lead in the way it talks to my heart, you know, not for what they do, because they're their own individuals and they do their own medicine work for the planet and for the people, and they create ceremony. And it's not about so much about being Native American or being, you know, being connected that way. But it's about what's in our hearts and what we're here to do and what we're here to create and how we want to evolve in ourselves, and what do we want to drop down to our children? How do we want to see our future? You know, and just by their presence in my life, you know, they help mold me into the man I'm becoming. And I think that is one of the key points, you know, of being able to be a father, a dad, a brother, an uncle to many of the people who look up to us, to really drive people in the direction of their own high self, you know. And you know, one of the most important things I've learned over the years is, you know, I really wanted to be my uncle. I wanted to be a Uipi man. I wanted to be a medicine man. I wanted to be, you know, a seer between worlds. And, you know, all those things that I've always wanted have already been inside me, you know. And I think a lot of it is that when we start to gravitate towards people who have wondrous gifts, you know, it's about a reflection of ourselves, that we're not geared to understand or evolve into until we start asking for answers. And so that, you know, that in itself is a overwhelming prayer that I'd like to send out to all our listeners today, and to give them hope, to just give them some kind of inspirational speech about just about following your own hearts, following what drives you, what pulls you to your surface, what brings up all the garbage and all the toxins in your body that you're causing conflict in yourself and in your relationships with others, with other people, with your family, with God, with the earth. And, you know, and it's important to really relax into yourself and just give yourself a break. Keep it simple and really not try to overwhelm yourself with so much to do. You know, it's about baby steps. It's about, you know, taking a little bit of time a day and giving thanks. You know, if that's all you can do, that's all you can do. But in the beginning, when you ask for thanks or you ask for grace or you ask for healing on yourself, it happens. But it doesn't always happen the way you want it to. It happens the way, you know, your creator, your God, would like to see it happen for you, you know, and that's the connection that we need to build within ourselves and creation.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was really beautiful. And, you know, what I really attuned to and what you were just saying was that when we're attracted to someone's information or someone's energy, that it's like there's a mirror there for us, you know. And,
right,
and
right.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of people who are attracted to your energy or to this kind of show are people who are also healers and who want to help others and who are working with the light. So, I mean, that's a beautiful thing to remind us of, and that we all have that infinite power within us. And you are such an incredibly powerful healer yourself. I mean, not only have I worked with you in the radio shows, but I've also done healings with you, and it's not only in person, but on the phone, and you're incredibly powerful and incredibly gentle and loving, and so anybody who's going to call and have a reading with you tonight is very fortunate indeed. So I know that we wanted to. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. No, just one of the things I wanted to kind of point out a little bit, you know. Power is like electricity. You know, you can turn it on, light switch. And a lot of times, you know, it's important to realize that power is nothing compared to love. Love comes first before power. Because if we search for power first, we're going to get the wrong answers. And we're going to get to places where we're going to find dead ends, and they're going to wonder, why did I follow that person? Well, why did I go here? Why did I read this, you know? And it's about love first. And, you know, I really want to employ that I can't take any credit for anything that I do for people, because it's not me. It comes through me. You know, I've geared myself to be a human flashlight. I mean, my wife is, you know, she's really good about telling me, hey, it's not you. I said, yeah, I know. Thank you for reminding me. Because, you know, as a human being, you know, I want to say, yeah, it's me, but no, it's not really me. Because I can't take credit for creation. I can't take credit for that. All I can say is that I'm lucky to be here. I'm lucky to have a life. I'm lucky to have a breath. I'm lucky to be able to taste good foods. I'm lucky to have fresh bread when she makes it, you know, and I'm lucky to have so many people in my life that care for me about who I am and not so much about what I bring, you know, about who I am as a person and the energy that, you know. I was talking to a friend of mine from our local sweat lodge here, and she said, you know, that she had told our dad that, that you know, there's a group of people that are phenomenal about being in integrity. You know, and I think that a lot of times when people say really nice things about me, I have to find some conflict to judge that, because, you know, it's really being about the spirit inside you and really, really invoking that part of ourselves to create that ambience, to create that energy, and to bring that forth, you know. And it's in the caring, it's in that intention of caring that you bring that beautiful spirit to the table, you know. And it's a lot of hard work, you know, and it's a daily routine. And I don't pray every single day like I say that it's important to do that, and I need to do more of that. You know, I meditate in the morning, I get myself grounded, and I get myself set up for the day. And my dad is one of those people, he prays 24/7. You know, that's what he does. He prays 24/7. And just by his inspiration alone, you know, it registers with me that there's a lot more prayers that need to be heard and need to be done on this planet in order for us to come together. And, you know, it's not all one way. You know, there are many ways. And it's just about individuals finding their own way for themselves and what draws them to inspiration. What do you think about that?
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree with that, and I'm all for following your intuition and following your guidance. And I believe that when you hear something, when you're told to do something, or you have that little voice inside your head that says, call that person now, you should do it right away.
Right,
I've been doing that more and more, and I find that it just is leading me down the best path every time. So I'm like, all right, thank you. Thank you, guides. I'm going to follow you more often and more readily, more quickly. So, you know, I'm totally there with you. And on that note, you know, I totally want to get more into a little bit about you and what brought you into this work. But I do have to tell you, Matthew, that we have a lot of people in the queue waiting to talk to you. I am there's been some people that have been with us since before the show started. So why don't we just quickly, I don't know if you can do it sort of, you know, short little thing about how you found these healing powers. I know you're saying that they come from spirit and you're basically the vehicle for it, but yet you have talents and gifts that have allowed you to access this. So can you tell our listeners, you know, just a short story about how you got into healing work and, you know, what drew you into this work?
Okay, I need to do something real fast.
Okay.
Okay. I just had to get that out because, you know, when the masters come in, they're like kids. Uh-huh. You know, they want to play. They don't want to sit and talk. They want to play. They want to run the energy. They want to bring all this beautiful light into the people, and I'm totally for that. So Merlin, he's always first. That comes in and, you know, and he sits by my side and Master Kutumi and the Mother Mary rubbing my shoulders, telling me to relax, and I'm trying to. So I have an entourage of so many beautiful, loving spirits that stay with me all the time, you know. And so just right now, I just want to invoke the affirmation that I like to invoke before we start anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I just would like to ask right now for all the master teachers and all the masters and angels, the Palladian people and all my traditions and my ancestors to come forth in this time of acceptance of love in each every person's heart on this radio program today to touch their people and to touch their lives and to send out an energy frequency throughout their paths and to inflict a beautiful demolishing energy that stops any obstruction from love coming into any of the hearts of the people who are suffering today for any reason. And I ask God to bring in a loving, divine devotion of light and love to fill each person's heart today to really bring about a awareness of understanding about who you are and understanding about where you come from, about how important you are to the Creator and how important you are to yourself and how important you are to the earth. No one is left behind, Creator. And we ask that you invoke that power in every single person, every adult, every child on this universe and this planet, to all the people on the planet Earth, to our children, to our elders, and to our natural resources, to our water and to our rainforest, and to all the animals on this beautiful planet. We ask you to help us to remain in a calm state, to bring about peace in our lives in every direction, to help us unfold into the beautiful synergy and aspirations that we are becoming for ourselves and our future children. We ask for you this blessing to raise the vibration, to raise the floor, to raise the energy of this Earth, and to bring people into oneness, to bring people into this beautiful time of this beautiful creation that God lives within us all, and to help us to have that awareness about how important and how loving that our true God inside us lives, and how how God is trying to bring out the best in all of us in every situation that we come across. Thank you, God. Thank you, light. And thank you, divine purpose. So let it be. So
let it be.
There was a lot more to that I wanted to say.
That's beautiful.
So basically, I'm just letting that energy settle for a minute because it really raised up there pretty high. Okay. So how it all started. Okay. So just for a moment, I want to tell you the truth about who I am. Okay.
Okay.
I am Matthew Bueno. But I've had many names growing up. You know, I've had Tipilan Awaken, I've had Joaquin Mato, I've had all these names that were given to me by my family and from my traditions. and the spiritual path that I follow, which is the Red Road. And for me, you know, as I look back in my life, you know, I was adopted at 3 months old. Both me and my sister were both adopted, Nicole Bueno and me. And we're not, you know, related anyway, but we are by spirit and just by family. And she was able to find her birth parents at the age of 18. And I swore up and down that I was going to find my birth parents and I'm going to find out who they are and give them, you know, a piece of my mind and so forth. As a child growing up, I had a hard time with that because I didn't have anybody to look up to because I didn't believe I belonged on this planet. I didn't believe I belonged here. I didn't want to be here. You know, I fought tooth and nail every step of the way of my childhood not to be their child, not to be have a family. I pushed everybody away because of my disobedient feeling of not being or not belonging to anything or anyone growing up. And, you know, this is not a poor me story, but it's just who I am. And for a long time, I searched and searched about, you know, what I'm about. And in my teens, about 14 to about maybe 18 years old, I started having dreams. And I started having dreams about my family. And I started to ask God. I grew up I went to a Catholic school, so God was the only thing I knew. And I started asking God to help me find my brother. You know, because I have an older brother out there somewhere who last year I got involved with these people that help find families. And I gave them all my information about my social worker and the time that I was born, where I was born, the time I was born, and so forth. And she said that there was a man, an older guy, about 48 or 49, looking for his younger brother. And it matched. She said she was 99.9%. sure that it was my brother. But she says, I went to your website and I saw that, you know, you're Native American. And I said, no, I don't know who I am. I said, frankly, I've had my website up because those are the people I love. You know, I'm adopted by them. You know, they're my family. They support me. They teach me things. They help me. Spirits come to me from that direction, you know? And so that's the only support I've ever had. When I asked about who my family was, Spirit gifted me with a brother, Tawellness, who is Ron Pinkham down in San Jose. He was my first brother, adopted me into his tribe. And then after that, I was adopted into the Karuk clan. And then in Yakima. So I have a lot of family who have supported me through the years to help me find my spirit, to help me find who I am, and to support me on that role. And so when she saw that, you know, it didn't happen. I didn't meet my brother. And so I was really sad about that because I felt like I was living a lie. I felt like I didn't, you know, again, going through my rebirthing process and feeling abandoned and all that stuff came up. And I was able to look at that and really get a clear view's eye about, you know, what that means to me in my life and what that, you know, how does that reflect out into the world? What am I going to do to change that? You know, how am I going to make myself stronger? How am I going to believe about who I am and what I hear is true for me, you know? Because in the beginning, when I started hearing spirit, I didn't believe it. You know, I was like, oh, that's my mind. I must be schizophrenic or something because I'm hearing all these voices. And then after a while, the voices started telling me things that were true. And then they gave me solutions. And then I started asking about who they were, and they told me they were my ancestors. And it was not until I met my grandma Lily, who is in my entourage of healers that I work with, that she is my maternal grandmother. And she calls herself Lily, Grandma Lily. And she's a funny little lady. She's short, and she always wears dresses that are too long, and she trips over herself when she's running towards me in spirit world. What reminds me about her is that she's a child. And everything about my life has been about children. Even if I didn't want to accept that fact for a long time, children have always been a part of my life and been part of my power. Being part of my childhood and being part of my inner child, I've been able to reach out to outer worlds and bring in that energy to use it for my own benefit and for others. And so during that time that, you know, I was searching for my family, I felt really lost and really, really disconnected. And it wasn't until I found Wiwan Wasipi, the Sundat ceremony, that I started to find that was a key to my success. That was a key to finding a way to... It's a Native American ceremony that I was involved in for a while in South Dakota. And it's a sundance where we go out and we pray for 4 days without food and water. And we dance out there in front of a beautiful tree. And we give it all up there. We give up all everything that we've ever thought about, everything that we ever, you know, that everything that, that we found conflict in ourselves in our life, we ask for answers by giving of ourselves. We, you know, Creator always says, you know, for me, you know, just for me alone, he says, you know, if there's anything you can offer up, it's only your flesh, because that's all you have. You know, God doesn't care about your material goods or your possessions. He cares about what you're going to do for the people. That's what he told me. And so I had to really look at that, about how I, what I was going to bring. Who am I to bring what? You know, I'm pitiful. I don't know what to do for the people. I don't know how to, I don't even know how to be in my own life, you know. And I struggled with that for a long time. Mm-hmm. I struggled with that, that individual feeling of recognition, somehow getting recognized by God as, you know, as one of the children of earth, here to do something good, but not knowing how. So these, all these questions I took to the tree, and, you know, that was my power. I found out a lot of stuff about myself, about survival instinct, about strength, courage, you know, and I was able to dip into my fear and really bring all my fear out to the surface and just really challenge myself not to fear anymore, not to carry that burden. And so for me, you know, there was a time 3 years ago that, and during this time, you know, I've been massaging for the last 19 years and up in here in Mount Costa and down here in Redding. And, you know, and that alone kept me connected to people because I really love people. Don't get me wrong. I love people. You know, you have mm-hmm. to love people in this line of work, you know, or else it's not going to work. And,
yeah.
You know, and so for me, I learned a lot about being unselfish and being a child and learning to be sincere with my prayers and not to waste prayers on pitiful things, you know, things that I want, things that I thought I wanted. And then when I dug deep enough in myself, I found a reflection of who I was and everything that I found beautiful. And I found a reflection in the people I cared about. I found a reflection in people I didn't expect to find a reflection in. I didn't expect to find a lot of stuff that I didn't recognize in myself and my wife. I didn't expect to see love I never carried for my children. You know, there's a lot of things that I recognize in others that are in myself that I still need to change. And in this line of work, if we don't work on ourselves, and we just bring our garbage to the table, and we're not working. We're not really working for the better good. We're just working on keeping everything inside and just, you know, living on our laurels, you know, what we're used to. And that's what we need to get out of. And so for me, 3 years ago, I was up on the mountain up in Santa Cruz on my Humbleche, which is a 4-day vision quest without food and water. And we make an altar on the side of a mountain with 425 prayer ties and then 4 flags. With the 4 colors of the directions. And I talked to the medicine man, and he said, well, what is it that you really want? And I said, I really want to know who my people are. He says, mm-hmm. Okay, they already got an answer for you. Go out there. So I took all my stuff and my bedding and, you know, and my pipe and my chanupa, and I sat down there, and I started praying. And we prayed, you know, and it rained real hard out there, and it was really uncomfortable. And it's not supposed to be comfortable. But it was really hard because I'm used to really hot, humid times where you're suffering and you got to make your flags bake so you can hide underneath them.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't like that. It was really cold and damp and rainy, and I wasn't used to that kind of environment. But I stayed up there because I'm stubborn. I want my answer, you know. And on the 4th day, you know, they don't bring us down until the 4th night. You know, not during the morning. They bring us down that night. So during that day, I finally got up and I faced the south and the. And I asked Grandfather, I said, okay, I need it straight. Who are my people? And I heard this voice just right away, the Palladian. I thought, no, mm-hmm. come on, really. I need to know who my people are, the Palladians. And mm-hmm. I said, no, the reals, Grandfather. And I'm on Humbleche. I don't need to be, you know, I'm a coyote already. I don't need any wicked answers. He said, no, Palladians, those are your people. And so I sat with that,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't believe it because mm-hmm. For the life of me, Palladian? That's like ET stuff. Like that's like UFO stuff. That's, you know, where is that mm-hmm. coming from? I don't understand that. So I sat with it, and then I prayed to it, and I asked for direction and confirmation about what that was. And now no longer did I pray for it that I started getting all these these blue people started showing up, and there were these people dressed like they had no legs. They just had a hovering body, and they had a beautiful, like a five-pointed star on their chest with all the silver light coming out of their bodies, and their eyes were just blue as the sky, and there was no eyebrows. It was just a face, and their love was just immaculate. It was something I've never felt before. It was like an inner twine inside me that I wasn't able to touch or to connect to until they appeared. And when they appeared, it woke something up inside me that everything I've ever worked for, everything I've ever judged, every person that I've ever thought that was wrong, every conflict I ever dealt with came to the surface at that moment and showed me clarity, you know. And there's been, you know, I've had many experiences in my life where I've had, you know, clarity. But this is one of those that just speaks with you because, you know, Palladian, really? You know, that was my thought, you know. And, you know, for life, I didn't say Hispanic or Italian or something. And it wasn't that. It was Palladian, and it just threw me. It threw me. Like, it still throws me to still talk about it. And so after that, I started asking questions. You know, I started asking about the Palladian ancestors. I started asking about the Council of the Palladian People. And they came in, and they started to introduce themselves. And my Auntie Olga, one of my Palladian ancestors,
Matthew.
My Auntie Olga.
I'm so sorry. You know, Matthew, this is such a great story, and I love listening to this, and I'm sure our callers do. But we have more and more people calling in. We have, like, a huge line of people waiting to talk to you. So I'm wondering if we could – this Pleiadian story is fascinating. Maybe we could cut it a little bit shorter so we can take some callers, because I'm feeling like some people are biting at the bit. I want them to be able to
I understand. So it's like, you know,
it's hard when you get open to it, but
I'm in the moment here, so I'm just trying to.
Sorry to cut you short because I want to hear the rest of the story, and I'm sure everybody else does. But at the same time, we're opening it up to people to get some information from you, and the fact that you have this Pleiadian ancestry is, of course, to most of us, very fascinating and interesting, as a lot of us no doubt have some Pleiadian, you know, we're star seeds. But basically what I hear you saying is that what an interesting story. I didn't even know that you were adopted and that you were, you know, that you were kind of the Native Americans took you in, and it makes sense that was like a place that you were able to ground in your knowledge of yourself. And so,
right.
Yeah, I'm just so thankful that you came into this line of work and that we have you here with us today. And do you think we can make a transition to right now? I'm sorry to cut you. Can we make a transition into taking some callers? All right, will you be ready?
Let me just finish this last part. Ever since their energy came into my field, it brought all the energy that I've ever worked for out of me. And they gave me direction how to transmit energy over the phone. They gave me insight how to do it over Skype. They helped me to open up my crown chakra wide enough to bring in those energies to help, you know, send that energy so people could feel the energy. And like I said, it's not about power. It's about the acceptance of love. It's about the acceptance of love in your heart. So thank you.
That's really true. And you're totally right. And they clearly have like paved the road for you. And I know that they're with you. They're totally with us tonight. I can feel the presence of all your guides and the angels, and everyone else can, no doubt. So thank you so much once again for being here. And like I said, let's see. We're gonna, you know, are you gonna be ready now, Matthew? Do you need to? Is there anything, any kind of invocation we need to do before you take the first people?
go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, don't be sorry. It's all good. It's all good.
I'm having way too much fun over here. Okay.
Yeah, it's all good. Everybody wants to know you, so it's all a good thing. So, all right, listen, I'm going to take our first caller, and then we'll go from there. So hold on 1 minute. Here we go. All right, I'm taking one. Let's see. I'm pushing on here. I'm taking our first caller, 561.
Hello. 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 Hello, CJ. Hello, Matthew. How are you?
Hi.
Good. How are you doing?
Hi.
Is this Elaine?
This is Elaine. How are you?
I'm so good. It's been actually an amazing show. It's true, CJ. Matthew, it's interesting to learn different things about you I never knew. And I just like the way that you opened the show, too. I also feel the same way. I feel the presence of the Masters and all that energy that Matthew brings with him. So thank you so much. And that's so nice. So, guys, I'm calling, actually. I don't know your format here. Do I just ask a question, or do you just share something generally, Matthew?
Well, basically, open it up to Matthew and ask him whatever you would like. It depends on what do you feel, Matthew? How do you want people to approach this today?
Oh, however, you know, it's just no lottery numbers, please. You know, not yes or no questions. Just what do you need to do?
That's what I'm calling for.
Oh shoot.
No. Oops. I have a question. I am working on a conference and trying to put everything together. And I just work hard every day to maintain my state of being as I'm walking through a situation where it has obvious ups and downs as you're putting it together. Is there any assistance from the Masters? Are there any messages related to this? Because that would be probably the thing that dominates my thoughts.
Well, Mother Mary says that you need to speak more about it. You need to talk more. You need to clear your throat chakra. There's a lot of energy and conflict in your brain about how this is not going your way and how it's kind of in conflict with your heart's desires. And there's a lot of things in your background that are causing this flood of obstacles. So what I'm going to do is just ask Saint Germain to come and clear that for you real quick. Saint Germain says that, you know, invaluable repertoire, when you bring yourself in the front lines, you got to expect some kind of obstacles to draw you back just to make you stronger. But at the same time, it's about devotion to your higher self and devotion to your love intention that brings about the success of what you want to bring to the table. And so Mother Mary says, you know, when you live with a clear heart and clear intention, everything will be filled. It's important to be really out of your mind and in your heart and really be and speaking forthworthy with what you want. And this is, she says, it's valuable. It's a valuable lesson. When you can visualize something that you really want, you got to really fill in the spaces with your heart, with your love's desire. And it's important to feel like you belong to it and not outside it. When you feel like you're a foreigner or you're outside the project and you're not really involved in it completely, it's a good way to fall victim to your own thought process.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to be really grounded in your situation and really speak about what you really need to spirit and let yourself go and accept the outcome of the highest divine purpose. That was Mother Mary.
Yeah.
She says that in a lot of times in our hearts we carry burdens for other people, and when we do that, we don't carry the message, we're carrying other people's garbage. So it's important to really be clear about what your intention is, about what you want to bring. And so the throat chakra, when you ask for things about what you want in your life, you have to be very, very sincere and simple with your questions to spirit. That way they can help with the bigger things. And when you put yourself in service somehow about letting go, everything else will be taken care of if you just let it go. That's what Mother Mary just said.
Oh, that makes me feel so good.
Okay.
It really does.
You have. I have to say that your energy looks fantastic. I don't know what's going on, but you have a lot of beautiful energy around your belly button. There's a lot of creative energy around your second chakra. You have all this beautiful abundant blue and orange and pink around your crown chakra. And, you know, you have all this brilliance that you're setting off and setting out to the world. And I think the only and I don't want to sound harsh or anything, but the only problem is you, because it looks like you're in your own way. You're getting in your own way, and it's like you're blocking the flow, but not allowing things to happen.
Yeah.
All right. Does that resonate?
That's so funny. And you're right. And even my business partner told me, he's like, go swimming today. Don't do any work at all today. Don't even think about it. Step back. But it's true. I just have to get myself back in alignment with it. But your reading was so helpful. And I thank you so much. And thank you again for taking me as a caller. I love it.
Thank you so much for calling, Helene.
Bye, guys. Love you, Matthew. Love
right.
you, Claude.
Me too. Bye.
Love you too, Lainey.
Bye.
Okay. So, well, that was really cool. I like that. All right. Are you ready for another caller? We're going to take another caller now. Okay, great. So let's take this one. We're going to take caller 360. 360, are you with us?
Hi, Claudia.
Hi, is this Larry?
This is Larry.
Hey, Larry. How are you?
I'm really fantastic. I really, really, really enjoy listening to you two talk. I mean, the energy I felt immediately was like swirling, whirling. I mean, I could notice it, and I don't notice it all the time, and it was very powerful.
That's great. Well, it's so nice. I've had Larry on one of our shows with Helene on Cosmic Current before. You're great friends of Helene. So I know I'm so happy to have you call onto our show today and to speak with Matthew. And so I'll leave it to you and Matthew now, Larry. Go ahead.
Hi, Matthew.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
It's an amazing set of synchronicities to get us here on the same phone at the same time, starting all the way at Mount Shasta months and months ago. Pretty amazing.
Yeah. Larry, I want to tell you that you have a beautiful spirit, that your energy is really golden on one side of your body, and the other side is all this turquoise and energy. And it looks like you're an activator. You know what an activator is?
No, I don't.
An activator is somebody who brings the best out of other people. So it's like when you walk into a room or you're in a facility with people or working with people, you have a tendency to bring out things in people that they didn't expect to bring out. And so on your left side of your body, by your heart, is all this gold light. And that's a blessing from Jesus, from Yeshua, from Christ. That's a blessing. You are blessed to be in this world, to be an activator, to be someone who raised the vibration, such as myself, different from you. But you have the capability to help raise the vibration in people's hearts, minds, and spirit. And the only thing that I see that you're kind of watery, like all over the place. But if you can ground yourself with a really strong grounding cord and really make it really thick and heavy, you can really, really help people come out of them, out of their shyness and into their capabilities, their positive energies. Master Gethsemane is saying that, you know, the Star of David lives in your soul. And so you have ancestors that relate to Christ and to some of the disciples. He's not going to tell you which one because that's your life's journey. But he says that, you know, you have a tremendous amount of potential that you're not using. And if you learn to really get inside yourself and see what's covering up the brilliance of your soul, you can really encapsulate that energy and learn from yourself about how to bring that out of yourself so you can be a vital healer in your community. Not only for people who are looking for answers, but for people who are waiting to be woken up. So there's a lot of energy around you that talks about Atlantean energy, that talks about Lemurian energy, your ancestors. You have a lot of blue ancestors, and I say blue because I recognize that color as being part of the energy of translucent, dynamic, indigo light, which comes from not from our universe. So you were gifted with something big in your life that you're not nurturing. So do you know what that is?
Well, I really, really love hearing you talk about it because it's more confirmations than interesting. It's interesting that you're able to see as much as you are because I haven't been able to really access any of this information from anywhere outside ever. Most of the time it's pretty well hidden. And it's time for it to be more obvious to me. And this is one of those gifts of clarity that come every now and again so that I can work more effectively. One of the things that you, you know, many of the things that you said have been really spot on with what I intuit. And the little blue light is pretty interesting. Helene and I have shared an interesting story about that, but I don't know specifics about what you were just saying. So please continue.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay. So third dimensional thinking is about what things that you can't see. Fifth dimensional mm-hmm. thinking is about the things you can invoke in yourself. But you have to learn to ask for your, do like affirmations in the morning to get yourself out of your mindset that you can't and you're not and you haven't and you've never had, and you need to get out of that, push all that garbage away and say, I can, I do, I have, I am. And when you can be accountable for the love in your heart, then that light will spread out through the rest of your body and give you permission to give you what you are looking for. But everything is already within you. You don't need to look anywhere else. It's all inside you. You just have to learn, okay, we suggest, sorry, we suggest that you follow your heart, but also be open to affirming your own accountability for who you are. Master Kusumi, he says that by creating with your hands and being in your creativity and by writing things down, you'll see something in your words that you've never seen before. Because there's a spirit inside you that wants to be part of your life, but you're not allowing it to. You're living as face value and presentation, which is all great in some places, but in the spiritual realm, you're still hiding from yourself. And so Master Kusumi suggests that you write your feelings down on paper and really, really get to know who you are again so you can start over and be revealed. And that's like the first step.
That sounds excellent. Actually, that's been, I found three journals. I got gifted journals. It's kind of like been obviously hinted, but I still haven't done it. So that's something I should start, and I will. I completely agree with that.
You're very welcome, Larry.
There was one other question that I have curious about, and that had to do with a past life experience that's affecting and manifesting in all of my current relationships, something that I was hinted at. Finding that and processing through that would help a great deal. Do you have any information about that?
Yeah.
Past
there's
life,
a lot of
triangle you thing.
You have on your father's side, there's a lot of rejection energy in there. And mm-hmm. the rejection energy results in feeling like you're not having what it takes to bring to your relationships. So there's like an empty hole inside you that
right.
allows the kinds of people that are not going to be able to feel your love. And so there's always going to be conflict. So let me ask Archangel Michael and Metatron to come in real quick, see if we can clear some of that up for you real quick. Also, Metatron says it's really important to acquire an open mind in this kind of work and to be open to not only to understand what your past lives mean, but to be open for the change. Because we can say we're doing this, we're doing that, we're going to clear this, we're going to clear that, but until you accept that love and accept that energy inside yourself, it's not going to happen. So Metatron is asking for you just to open your mind just a little bit, have enough caring in your head, in your crown chakra, just to accept this energy and this blessing from them, and let that energy just dissolve all those traits of negativity and rejection and abandonment and the energy of cross-deception. And cross-deception is about someone who tells you something that's not true and you believe it. And that's a big part of the blockages of you having not successful relationships. And the relationship that they're saying that you need to have is with yourself first. And so they're going to clear all the energy for you just momentarily in your familial paradigm on your father's side. And this goes back three generations, it looks like. Three generations. And so we're going to go back all the way to your grandfather and clear the energy with him first. And Mother Mary wants to make sure that anybody in your life at that time is also healed by this. She's very, very efficient when it comes to this kind of work because she wants everybody in your life to be safe, to be in harmonizing energy, and to be able to feel what the change inside you is occurring so you can have an experience of that change and how it relates to your life. Okay. So right now they want you just to open up your hands, open up your palms, if you can, just one palm if you're holding the phone, and just open up your palm and let the light come out of your body. Okay. So take a deep breath, Larry, and just blow it out your, no, blow it out your hand. Okay. All right. Okay. So the Lemurian, your, some of your Lemurian ancestors want to come in and bring some rings of energy. It's called the rings of fire around your solar plexus. And what this does is that it reunites you with your inner child so you can learn to be more of childlike rather than adult-like. Like, you know, paint your face as a clown, walk around in big shoes with a big red nose and look yourself in the mirror and take pictures of yourself and put them on the Internet. No, I don't
believe it. There are those, believe it.
No. Yeah, but, you know, not to take yourself so seriously. You're taking yourself way too seriously. You got to lighten up a little bit. Lighten up. Lighten your load, you know. Don't carry all these burdens around and think that there's no way out, you know. There's always a way out. There's solutions for everything. You just got to open your mind a little bit more to accept that love in your life, you know. Okay. So they're clearing that up for you. All right. How does that feel? Does that feel a little bit better?
Well, yeah, I was crying my eyes out a second ago, and I'm feeling much lighter.
Okay,
I'm amazing.
Glad.
I'm very, very, very grateful.
Hmm. Okay, go get your clown suit, and we'll talk soon. You got my number. 530-276-3622.
Yeah, we'll give Matthew's number again at the end of the show. Thank you so much, Larry. That was so powerful.
Wow, it really was. Thank you, Claudia, and thank you, Helene, for... getting me to call. I so much appreciate that.
Oh, thank you, and thank you. What a great reading, Matthew. Wow, that was so...
Wow, that was amazing.
I have the chills listening to it.
So yeah, me too, great. Big time. Absolutely fantastic.
All right. Well, thanks, Larry. We'll talk to
thanks,
you again soon.
Good.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye,
bye-bye. Take care. Okay, wow. Well, that was great. You are on fire tonight, Matthew. All right, here
no,
we go.
It's really emotionally inclined right now.
It's good. It's good. We're flowing. Okay, we're going to take another caller, and this is somebody who, oh, okay, well, we had somebody who was on. I think they moved down the line. So let me get another person here. Okay, we're going to take caller 817. 817, are you with us?
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Claudia. Hey,
Hi.
Good. Hi, Matthew.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi. Hey, I'm excited thanks. To be here to get a reading from you, Matthew.
Uh-oh. Really?
Yes, I am. Very excited.
Okay.
This is great.
So any impending feelings or anything that you're working on right now?
Yeah, that's really what I'd like to talk about is my work. How did you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, I want to talk to your guides real quick just to make sure that this is okay to say, all right? Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So, you know, the thing about your path, you know, Michelle, is funny because one of the things that one of your master teachers, they said that is that you need to learn to do the funky chicken. And just like the last caller, you know, it's like you're taking yourself too seriously, and it's too important to find out what your true path is. Excuse me. And it's important to really, really start to look at, you know, what it means to be inspired. What inspires you, you know? And it's easy to fill ourselves up with all the technology and all the toxic energy and all the energy of the news, of the radio, inside our subconscious, especially that TV,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we get so filled up with all that stuff that we forget about what our true purpose is. And
right.
So right now I'm just going to ask you, do I have your permission to connect your high self?
Yes, of course.
Thank you, Michelle. All right. I just had to go someplace where, you know, so as I'm looking at your high self, there's a lot of energies, a lot of downloads that you're getting, as they call them, you know, a lot of energies, a lot of frequencies coming in that are trying to assist you and just showing you what's important in your life. But there's
mm-hmm.
a lot of energies that you're carrying that are not exactly yours, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times that when we are inspired by other people, we have a tendency to want to follow what they do rather than what we do. And so
right.
I'm just going to say that to you just to plant a seed inside you that you are greater than anything you can learn outside yourself. Because inside mm-hmm. yourself, you carry the beautiful, immaculate, golden, pink light, which is like someone who speaks from their heart, someone who knows how to take care of ascension, someone knows how to be driven by fruition and inspiration. And mm-hmm. the energy that's coming out of your hands tells me that, you know, either you're a Reiki master or something, that you have the ability to be an emotional healer. And mm-hmm. an emotional healer is a way to tap into people's energies on their level. And you know, and I'm saying level as in when you're speaking to somebody, you're speaking to their heart. You're not speaking to their pocketbook. You're not speaking to their wallet. You're not speaking about future sessions with people. You're looking at what the quality of life is in that person. And so when you look, and when you have this ability to be able to look inside someone and clear the energy. But first for you, what needs to be clear to you is everything. There's a lot
yeah.
of energy around your face, around your head, around your arms, around your back, around your legs that just, it talks about, you know, you not nurturing yourself, not giving mm-hmm. to yourself what you truly need for you. So let me get El Moria, okay, and Mary Magdalene wants to come in and help you too. She says that you're the glow of your own life. You're the only inspiration that you need right now, because you have been gifted with this word called life, with God, with energy, with love. And you've been gifted with all these beautiful aspects of yourself that you need to pay more attention to. The more attention that you put into yourself about the love that you carry, more will be revealed. And she says, with dignity and love, there are two aspects of that. The dignity talks about you looking at yourself about how the world sees you rather than how you see yourself in the world, rather than what comes from your heart. And she says, follow mm-hmm. that. Follow your heart. When you start taking so many other people's opinions about what you want to do in your life, you're going to start to follow them and not yourself. So it's important to be really, really clear for yourself about what drives you to be inspired. What is it inside you that really will take you to your goals and aspirations. She says in your heart, there's a lot of feeling of sadness around your heart chakra. And it's okay. She says it's okay to carry that, but it's not to carry it forever. It's time to let some of this go, she says. And, you know, and when you walk this walk that you're walking, it's important to really realize how far you've come and look back at all the successes that you've had in your life, and not to dwell on the past, but to dwell only on characteristics of yourself that has poised you into the beacon that you're becoming, into the person of inspiration for others. Okay, so the clearing up a lot of this energy around your back, the energy around your brow, and Metatron says that a lot of times when we carry inspiration inside us, it's important to really either find a way to express it, either by mm-hmm. writing a book, writing things down, singing. That's the way I do it. And, you know, mm-hmm. and just, you know, singing really brings out the emotional and the integrity in your body and helps you to really relate to who you are by hearing your own voice. It doesn't matter how it sounds. You know, the best acoustics is in the shower. I can tell you that from my own experience. But,
right. But
you know, the way to hear yourself when you speak or when you talk, you don't want to hear the way you talk. You want to believe what you feel inside yourself to have that be true for you, and not so much how you sound or how you look or, you know, how it looks to others. Really be your own inspiration to be fulfilled. Okay. So Mother Mary, she's going to quickly go into your soul's truth, and we're going to take out fear, anxiety, discontent, a fear of introspection, a fear of equality. And she says that you need some psychic surgery done on yourself, so we're going to call in White Buffalo Catwoman. And let's get, I want to get Ratkeel in here as well. Okay. So Ratkeel and White Buffalo Catwoman are going into your soul's truth. And just real quick, the soul's truth is the center of your body. It's where the opening is to your soul. And it's just about right behind where your belly button is, where your umbilical cord was to your mama. Mm-hmm. And there, she says, there's a lot of toxicities about belief systems that you have in your body and in your spirit, in your etheric body. And once you start believing what other people say, you're not going to follow what drives you to be a better person. So we're pulling all that energy out of you. Does that relate to, does this resonate, what we're saying to you, everything?
Oh, yes, it does. It certainly
okay.
does.
Okay, we just want to do a lot of work in the short amount of time that we have.
Yes.
Okay, so, and I noticed that there's a lot of fear in your lower back. And, you know, age is just a number, hello. And you have a lot of young years ahead of you, okay? So I don't want you to start thinking about the biological clock or any of that, you know. Whatever facial features or anything that you have going on with your body, it's not worth just dwelling upon. And mm-hmm. so El Morgan's going to take that fear out of your kidneys. Okay. All right. And they want to wash over you with divine love. Mary Magdalene wants to shine pink light, divine light, through your body and let your temple become clear again. Okay. And so, yeah, I don't know if I have time for that. But all right, so Master Kwan is going to come in right now, and he's going to do a real quick brain healing on you. And some of the reprogramming that you have in your brain has to do with your synapses. It's the charge of energy that creates that charge of energy that creates that program to replay itself over and over and over again. Is that what that's what he's going to take out and replenish it with your highest divine purpose, highest divine intention, and integrity? And this is a brain healing that Master Kwan does with articulating the balance between your right and left brain. So your axis point, which is the direction in life that you're going, and yours is about 33 degrees off to the left, which is that you're more about less creative and more about, you know, getting things done but not really reading the manual before you do. Sorry. So, yeah, so they're correcting that for you. And now we're just going to run the energy straight down your spine. So just take a deep breath and just hold it for a couple seconds. And I want you to think about a wish that you want for yourself and for your family. And then send it down your grounding cord. Or send it down through your feet into the earth. Okay. How does that feel? Does that feel better?
Oh, yeah. It feels great.
Okay.
It feels great.
Okay. So Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, I'm going to stay with you for just a few more minutes. And thank you very much, Michelle, for calling.
Thank you, Matthew. You know, I always have felt I have this healing ability, but I've been working on healing myself before I really felt like I guess there was some fear in there based around, you know, wanting to, I knew that I had to keep clearing and keep clearing before I could actually be of service to others. So this is exactly what I needed, and I really appreciate everything that you've done tonight. I feel great.
Okay. Mm. Thank you, Michelle.
Okay, Matthew.
Thank you.
Thanks, DJ.
Thank you, Michelle. Thanks so much for calling.
Okay.
Great to hear your voice.
All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Take care. All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Great. Wow. Well, there's just nuggets in all of these readings that I can use, too. So this is... And this is what's great about this being a radio show, that even if you're one of the callers that doesn't get to talk to Matthew tonight, there's something that you're hearing in someone else's story that can relate to you, and you're hearing what you need to be hearing tonight. And I think that's always an important thing for us to remember. Wow, that was great. So
how's your voice holding up?
Well, I don't know. What do you think?
do you need a healing session or what?
I know. I should have had you do a healing on me right before the show. But maybe after the show or in the next few days, you can work with me. And by next, hopefully, I don't know. I don't know if this is a little bit of nerves or what. But, you know, maybe I have another destination in mind. Maybe I need to start doing something else on the phone. I don't know. But... let me see here. I am going to look for a caller here that's been with us for quite some time. And let's get them on. Here we go. This one's been on for a long time. So we're going to take a 954 number right now, 954-257. Are you with us, 954? Hi, is this...
Yes.
Is this...
Hi, CJ.
Pat.
This is Pat.
Pat.
Hi, Matthew.
Yes. Hey, Pat.
Thank you for my being back on the air.
CJ. It's so great to hear you. Hope you feel better soon, too.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks. It's great to hear you, too. I actually feel great. I might not sound as great as I feel, but but thanks for calling in. So what's your question? Yeah, what do you
– I'm
Matthew. Go ahead. Take the –
Can you hear me, Matthew? How are you?
Yeah, good, good. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. I basically just wanted, first of all, to thank you, and second of all, just to see what kind of guidance you can get from the Ascended Masters for me.
You're not going to talk to me in Spanish, are you? Because I'm not really
good
at
it. No.
Okay.
All I will say is gracias, and I know you understand that.
Okay, so what are you saying again? You're asking for
guidance on all of these things that are happening right now.
All right. So let's clear some of that energy up. All right. So, okay, it's really important right now just to let you know that when people cord you, it's like a suction of your initial energy, and there's a lot of cords in your back, which talks to me about people in your life that are not in integrity. And with that, you know, it's important to really surround yourself with supporting people, with people who love you for you and will support you in every endeavor. But when you hang out with people who are more lower vibration, who don't want to support, only look at you for one other reason or another, it's easy to get courted by those people and their assumptions and their projections. There's a lot of sexual cords in your lower back. There's a cord right around your heart, which right now as we're talking to you, I'm just going to get Archangel Michael and start cutting these cords for you and give you some breathing room, because it looks like it's been overwhelming for you.
Yeah.
And along with that, what happens is that when people cord you who are close to you and not knowing that they're doing that, you start taking on some of that karma. You start taking on some of their own beliefs about how life is and how it should be and how it should go and what you should do. And, you know, and then you start believing in other people's opinions rather than what your own conscious mind is trying to tell you. And so Archangel Michael is already clearing some of that energy. And one of the things I'm going to talk to you about real quick, Pat, is that, you know, you need to learn to make boundaries for yourself. You have to learn to say no. You have to learn to say, you know what, I can't talk about this right now. I really, really want my space. And, you know, let me ground myself. Let me get myself in my center. Then I come back and give you an optimistic view about what you're saying. Because when you feed into other people's energies, you start to buy into their energy field and you start to pull that stuff into you. So it looks like you have three or four different energies, two male and one female, inside your energy field that has been clouding a lot of your clarity. And so without clarity, you know, you're going to start to feel like you're just going downhill. Then you can start to feel like you're getting sick. And all those things start to occur. So we want to clear all that stuff out of you right now. So let me get Metatron. John the Baptist is coming in with a fork. I guess you're done. No. He wants to bring in the energy and take it out of your solar plexus and out of your second chakra. He says, when you pay attention to what people say, he says, you find yourself, your life gets abrupted. It's like you get stopped in your tracks, and then you start getting confused about which way to go. So when the smoke clears, you'll see the path again. But we need to clear all this stuff now. So we're going to go ahead and start clearing the energy around your body. And some of the energy you have, this really deep pressure in your heart chakra, like someone is sitting on you. And that usually comes from somebody who's pressuring you to hear their way or hear it the way I say it, or this is the way we're doing, and this is the way it's going to be. And then when you fight with that, that's going to cause all that energy to really sit in your heart. It's not going to feel right. So
so how do you get away from these cords or this energy?
Protection.
Okay.
And being in fifth dimensional thinking, I wish I could have done it on the show, but I didn't do it. But on my website, on www.ascendedmasterangels.com, you'll see the exercise for the grounding cord. When you do that in the morning and you get yourself right into fifth dimension, and you can actually feel energies trying to penetrate your humbleness and trying to penetrate the energies in your field. You build up your energies like you're making an altar inside yourself. You're creating the Holy Spirit inside yourself. And anything that is not of the Holy Spirit is going to try to come knocking at your door, and you're going to feel it. And that's when you know either just to walk away from that person, burn some sage, you know, you're going to learn to create boundaries with those people. And it's really important, whether it's a job, whether it's a loved one, you got to create spiritual boundaries with people. Because if you carry something special like you do, then people are going to want it, and they're going to want to control you. And I'm not saying that out of, you know, of judgment or anything. It's just that there are people like that who are unaware, and they haven't come to the place where they have, you know, have any kind of awakening, and it's okay.
Exactly.
They'll get there.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, it all makes a lot of sense, Matthew.
Does that all resonate with you?
All resonate with me, 100%.
Okay. Well, let us give us just a one more minute here to clear up all this energy.
Okay.
All right, let me just clear this. We're just going to clear this energy. I said I am, but I usually say that because I'm right there, but I'm sitting on the sidelines, believe me. You don't know how bad I want to be in there killing you too. But so, all right. Okay. I'm like a nervous father when I'm doing this work. I'm pacing back and forth in the waiting room, waiting for things to get done. So, okay. All right, so they're clearing all your heart chakra energy. They're clearing your throat chakra energy. And Metatron is and Archangel Michael are placing this golden bubble around your body until you learn how to protect yourself in the fifth dimensional thinking. And basically, fifth dimensional thinking is about being in prayer.
Okay.
Okay, all right. All right. Thank you, guys. Okay, how does that feel? Does that feel a little bit better? You lighten up a little bit?
A little. I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Thank you so much, Matthew. I really appreciate it. Thank you, CJ.
Oh, thank you, Pat.
I'll say thank you for her.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right.
Okay, thanks again, Matthew.
I'm happy we can explain with this. Okay.
All right. Am I here? I was muting myself, but I'm not sure. Can you hear me, Matthew?
I can hear it.
Okay, great. Hi, hello? Matthew?
No, it's me. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm sorry, I had the mute on, so I was a little confused there. But bye, Pat. Thanks for calling. That was great. Gosh, we have so many people calling. And so I just want to ask those of you who've been with us for a while, please to be patient. There's an enormous amount of callers, and we're just trying to get through as many as we can. And I'm going to take caller 916. Okay. Here we go, 916. Are you with us, 916?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi,
you're with the CJ Miller Show.
Hi.
Who's calling? This is Teresa.
Yes.
That's okay. Sometimes we talk at the same time, so it's an overlap. Teresa, thank you so much for calling in. So you have a question for Matthew. Go ahead.
Yes, Matthew, can you read my energy and if there's anything I should be aware of?
Teresa?
Yes.
Do I have your permission to connect your high self?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, everybody, let's go see Teresa. Okay. Mother Mary says, I think you used to be a tree because you have a really, really strong foundation, but your leaves need to be watered. You need to take care of your tree. And so when they first started talking to me about my gifts, they told me that the base of the tree is the foundation of your life, how you see yourself, how you keep your house clean, how you keep your altar clean, how you keep your heart clean. And the leaves and the branches are all the aspects of your spirituality. And when the leaves start to fall, it usually means that there's a growth that you're going through right now, and there's an overlap of infliction of activation. And it doesn't matter how many activations that you get from spirit. It matters about what you do with it. And when Mother Mary says that, you know, you used to be a tree, is that you have a lot of different energies that want to incorporate themselves to be unified in your heart chakra. But you got to pick one and work with it. Pick just one of those energies and work with it. Work with it to the point where you feel like you're capable of using it any time, and then go on to the next one. She says it's really imperative that you not rely just on psychic ability or just on clairvoyancy or just on this or that. You want to open yourself as a tree, as a flower, to receive the rays of the sun and let yourself grow direction of the light. So what that usually means is that, you know, you're going in a good direction, but there's a lot of conflict around in your energy field that talks about, you know, conflict within yourself, conflict about where you're going, conflict about where you've been. And but there's a huge, just like you have all these different energies that are trying to be in your life all at once. And so with that, she says, what would really help is to have a real strong intention in the day for one of those gifts to be revealed. Now, in the affirmation, she suggests that you try to ask God for an affirmation that is revealed to you the way you understand it, and not the way it's told to you. But in the efficiency of an experience will help you to drive into better heights. You have a lot of beautiful gold in your light, in your auric field. Your chakras in your your heart chakra, it's a little bit, there's a burden in there. There's energy around your heart chakra that's causing you to feel forgetful or feel lost, feel disconnected. And I can just tell you that, you know, there's a battle going on between the light and dark. And it's imperative, it's very important to stay neutral between both worlds. And if you can learn to do that, to be neutral on both sides, you can see and be optimistic and let things just roll off your back rather than take them in as yourself and be accountable for not what you do. I'm going to say that differently. I apologize. Learn to not take on other people's energies and feel fault to that. You didn't cause that in anybody else. And what you need to learn is just to be accountable for yourself or for the energies that you carry and learn to nurture those energies. Okay. So my grandma Lily is coming along. She's picking up her dress. She's going over to you right now. She says it's really important to speak from your heart. And when you speak from your heart, the glow of the light around you is abundant. When you speak from your throat, only your crown chakra has like a little bits of light that comes out. You want your color spray of your auric field to ignite in God's energy. You want yourself to ignite as the sun ignites. You want to embrace the light and let it become yours. Okay, so my grandma Lily says that you're carrying a lot of familial things from your mother, and you know, and sometimes in our life, our mothers, they love us so much, and then by the time we get older, they're still really controlling, and they really want to be in our life somehow. So there's like a part of us that wants that too. So we have a tendency to bring our mother's energy into ourselves to try to live with us instead of being separate from our mothers. It's to try to be separate in our own lives, to live our own life. And she says that in the energy of your soul's truth, there's a lot of fear about letting go. Does that resonate with you?
Yes.
Okay. So she says that she's going to go ahead and start releasing your mother's energy. Is your mother here, Teresa, or did she cross over?
No, she's here.
Okay. She's really abundant in your lower chakras, in your second and your first. And usually that talks about control, manipulation, and you allow that to come in and you're kind of beating yourself up over that. So the energy that they want to take out and replenish you is divine purpose and divine goddess energy from your high self. So right now we're going to open up your crown chakra, and Metatron and Archangel Michael are going to bring in abundant divine goddess energy, which will invoke, I don't know if you ever heard of tantric energy, but it's been really misconceived in a lot of ways. Tantric energy is just women have it more than men, you know, just from my experience. I don't know exactly if that's true or not, but just from my experience, but most of the women that I work with, the tantric energy have an abundance because they know how to control it. And you have this same gift. You have this white fire inside your lower chakras that wants to build itself, and you do this with breathing. When you feel that ignition of light, of white fire in your lower chakras, you can actually breathe that out of your spine up to your crown chakra and into the universe, and you'll be abundant. You'll have abundance with that light, and it'll help to raise the vibration of your etheric self to start clearing up those energies that don't belong with you. And it takes a strong person to realize a compassionate person, a devoted person, to realize that, you know, you have enough to carry already, and it's not important for you to carry everybody else's energy too. And I could see that you're also a tremendous sponge. And a sponge is good on good and bad, because, you know, sometimes you can pick up on a lot of people's issues, but at the same time, you can also pick up a lot of beautiful things from spirit, from nature, from other people who are healers. There's an abundant color coming in, and that's purple and blue. And the blue, now that it's setting in your heart, it's talking about you learning to become more your own friend, learning to befriend yourself. And the purple is about healing that in your life and seeing yourself and others that relate to you about the things that you can let go of, that are easy to let go of, and asking for that help to come from spirit to let that stuff go. Let me ask one of your guides something real quick.
Okay.
So one of your guides, you know, her name is Shiva, and Shiva is she works with the golden light rays of your extended soul self, and she says that you really need to start giving to yourself more, and you really need to start being abundant in that. And that doesn't mean possessions or material things. It means giving to yourself is means like giving yourself more attention about how you think and how you feel in your life. And she says when you do this, you'll automatically raise your vibration out of the void and into the light, because you have an abundant light that wants to glow from you and shine in every direction. But you have these other issues in your lower abdomen that are causing pain and causing negative influence that are misdirecting you on your path.
Uh-huh.
And you are a very holy person, she says. You've been abundant with holiness. That doesn't mean people are going to come up and kiss your ring, she says. It just means that you have an abundant light that wants to be seen. And for the last couple people that we talked about, it kind of seems like a same thing going on with them too. Is that, you know, there's a lot of our own selves that we're not recognizing as it being great. You have a lot of attributes that are great, and you need to give that more attention so we become greater. What we focus on in ourselves is what we bring to the table, or is what we bring out to the world. And if it's all negative or conflict, that's what we're going to have. Okay, so she's going to wipe her brow and say, you've done good work, and it's time for you to move on.
Okay.
Okay. Did that all resonate with you?
It did, yes. You know what? It's more my children, I think, than my mom, though. It's more the kids, and I'm thinking about moving away and starting a life somewhere else, but I keep being held back by my adult children.
Okay. So, let's see. Let me take a look at that real quick. Okay. All right. So, sometimes we children, we have a tendency to pick up on stuff from our mothers and pick up on our mother's traits. And so what we're seeing is just that, you know, again, just a lot of motherly issues inside you that are causing conflict with your sibling, with your children. And so what Mother Mary suggests is just learn to focus on who you are and nurture the motherly, nurturing part of yourself to let go some of the traits that you're carrying from your mother. A lot of this that we're looking at is DNA, programming, and the belief system. And so in those energies, and it's hard, I can tell you, it's not easy to tell somebody that, you know, it's what we see, and then they feel like it's something else. But once it's gone, you'll feel the difference. And that's what, you know, that's all I can say is that, you know, when we carry something for so long, it becomes a part of us. Until it's gone, then we can see, oh, well, yeah, shoot, that was a big one, you know. My teacher, Catherine Keaton, she told me that I had dark spirits working with me, and I didn't believe her. I was like, no way, me? Like, yeah, you have dark teachers. And it wasn't until that she removed them that I realized, oh, my God, I guess I had dark teachers working with me, you know. But it's a matter of just opening up your mind just a little bit and letting that energy out and let the love in, you know. And once it's gone, it's going to feel a whole lot better.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Teresa, for calling. Thank you.
Thank you, CJ. Thank you.
Okay, great. Well, I hope that you're definitely giving some great stuff to people today, Matthew, and this is so wonderful. I'm going to keep moving along now because there's still a lot of people who've been waiting for a while. So are you ready for the next caller, Matthew?
Well, I just real quick.
Okay,
I just
sure.
want to talk to you, just tell you real quick about an experience I had over the weekend that just came up when I was working on this last person that I was standing outside about 12:30 in the morning because I couldn't sleep. And I walked out, and I was looking at the stars. And at that time where I lived, there's no lights. So everything was completely bright. Everything was so beautiful and so bright. It was almost like the stars were looking down at me. Because I was talking about this show for about a week, going, oh, my God, how am I going to do this? How am I going to pull this off again, you know? And what rabbit am I going to pull out of my hat this time? And, you know, just all that stuff, surface stuff that I go through before I do this work. And and I was looking at the universe, and I asked, you know, I just said to myself as I'm looking at the stars, I said, thank you for watching over me and giving me this time with you. And right when I said that, a beautiful amber shooting star just came in front of me. Just pulled, just like came down right in front of me, like yes, yes, we're here, you know. And I need that sometimes, you know. I just can't go around with thinking, oh, this is going to be great. Oh, this is going to work out. I need that kind of support. I need to ask for that support from God. I need to know that they're watching over me and that they're giving me that abundance of support. And it's out there, you know. It's not there just for me, but it's for everyone. But if we start to give that attention to the universe, they'll answer back in ways that we don't understand. And you know, and it's that affirmation that occurs that really drives us to be inspired and to do the best that we can on every level, you know. So I just say that to all of you who are out there, you know, just really, really focus on being sincere about what you're asking for and not hog all the prayers for yourself about what you want. But, you know, the more you give away to other people, the more you're going to get, and it's going to be more than you ever expected.
Mm.
So thank you for letting me share that.
Oh, that was beautiful. No, I think, and what you're saying, it really encapsulates a lot of what you were touching upon in everybody's different readings. You know, so I love that. Who doesn't want like confirmation from the universe or from source? And obviously, that's what we're looking from in you. But I do hear that it's really important to be very clear and to ask for help, and not just for our own selves, but for the betterment of others who we can be of assistance to.
Yeah, yeah. Believe me, I was out there for another hour looking for another shooting star.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's. I love looking to the earth for signs and things, and I miss California. It's so nice there. I live in upstate New York. It's a little too cold to stand outside and look at the stars now, but if I have my coat on, it's good. So, but that's a really beautiful thing to remember, and I think we all can be reminded to not just look within ourselves and not just keep asking every other person what we need to do, but the answers are there waiting for us if we just learn to listen and tune in. And I really like what you said about being clear and asking for help in the right way. So that gives me a sense of hope and relief. So listen, I want to take another few callers if you're ready,
okay.
If it's a good timing here. Okay, here we go. I am going to take this caller 310 caller right now. 310, are you with us?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hello.
Oh,
is this Kelly?
This is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. My dear friend.
Hi, Claudia.
So nice.
And
hi.
Hi, Matthew. What a gift you're giving us.
Kelly, is this the Kelly that's living with Helene?
No, but Helene and I are friends. I met Larry, and then I met Helene, and then I met Claudia, and now I'm meeting you. So what can you tell me?
Oh, was that a question?
Yes.
Yes, she's asking you, Matthew. I'm going to mute myself, okay? So I'm going to be here.
Okay, Kelly, do I have your permission to connect your high self?
Oh, please, please.
Okay. So I'm going to connect my high self to grandfather, and grandfather's going to connect to the masters, and the master's going to connect to you, just so we can give you an umbrella effect of the energy. What it looks like in your energy field is just, you're a tremendous being. You're a beautiful spirit. You're a beautiful soul. You have so much sharing and so much giving to do in this world. You're like a, I don't want this to sound the wrong way, but you're like a whale. The whale is like the... It's like a record keeper. You have an abundant amount of knowledge in you, and it comes from your soul. And there's a lot of energy, a lot of star energy in your energy patterns. And inside energy patterns, when you look at someone's aura, there's three layers, right? The etheric, the angelic, and the spiritual. And each of those layers, they reflect the brilliance of your soul, which creates the color of your personality and what you bring out to the world. And so you have a lot of purple in your energy field, which talks about you being a magnificent soul. And I want to just clear something up with you and with other people who are listening, is that I had a friend that called in, or I was talking to you a while back about old souls. And they asked me, am I an old soul? And then Master Kasumi said, if you have a soul, you're old. And so, you know, everyone wants to know, am I an old soul? Am I an old soul? Of course you are. You have a soul. That's old, you know. A soul doesn't just come on a, you know, you can't put a soul on layaway, you know. It's been here a while. So, you know, I'm looking at your life energy, and you just have so much beautiful aspects about the Star Nation energy, Lemurian energy, Atlantis energy, Solaria energy, which is Solarian energy is like being in the energy of the reflecting conflict dissolving conflict in your life, dissolving judgment in your life. You've been on this world for so long that you automatically have the instinct of taking care of people, taking care of business, taking care of others, taking care of energies. And it looks like to me that you're a dream weaver, which is somebody who does a lot of work in their subconscious. And with that expansion on that level, I can ask you, what guides are you working with right now?
You know, I don't know. I work very, very hard spiritually. I actually, I call myself an ascension groupie and a clearing junkie. And so...
Man, you're in the wrong rodeo. You should be writing your own book. Man, you gotta get on a prize horse, man, and just let that thing take you where you need to be. You know.
I know.
Yeah, you gotta start being a follower and be a leader. You know, and start really, really looking. Okay, let me ask something real quick.
Yeah,
okay.
Do.
Okay, so Master Kasumi says that because you're a dream weaver, it's important for you to start writing down your dreams. And from this day forth, when you write down your dreams, you're gonna get a real wake up call, basically. You know, so if someone throws cold water when you're in a hot shower, that's something to be reminded about.
Yay.
Because you gotta wake up. There's you have so much extreme energies that you're working with that could really help and benefit a lot of people, but you're not allowing yourself to express that. You know, being an energy, the energy that you carry, it's like you're carrying a dump truck with just abundance around you. You know, you have support. You have over-glorified people in your life that wants a piece of you. And, you know, the thing about that is that it's important to really, really be humble about what you're doing. Because by the looks of it, you have just an amazing amount of energy, again, that wants to be in your life. That wants to show you the road, that wants to show you the abundance that you carry, that wants to show you all your dreams, that wants to be your aspirations. And Master Kasumi says it's really important and imperative that you start to reinvent yourself, because in any direction that you choose, you're going to be okay. Your karma is done. Your karma is, right now, you're being fulfilled. And with fulfillment, you can share it, you know, and there will be a lot more fulfillment behind that. So in the sharing energy that you have and the generosity that you carry, you know, he says, all you can have is more. You know, get used to that word more in the positive aspect than less, because that's all there
Matthew,
is in you.
Matthew?
Yeah.
I'm going to be 70. And,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And I need to ask you to help me I'm going to cry.
To what?
To help me to know how to reinvent myself. I do know I have a lot to give, and I feel like I'm bursting at the seams, and I don't know how to get to it, and I don't know what to do.
Okay. Okay. All right. So I'm calling in some guys right now. I'm going to ask Valeria to come in, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Lady Nada, Kuan Yin, and the wife of Kaplan. And they're going to surround you right now with a divine, beautiful, loving light. And they want to shine this light on you and help you feel the abundance of God in your life. And not just the word God, but spirit in every aspect. Mother Mary says, if you start writing today, you'll start to figure it out for yourself. And we can only put you on the path to help you to get what you feel you need to do. You need to grow towards that truth. And it's imperative, it's important that you really rely on your instinct. And writing is one of them. You can write books. You can tell people about who you are and tell your life story, and they'll get something from it. You have an amazing, abundant creativity inside your field. And that creativity has to channel through you in a way that expresses who you are on paper. And then when you share it with others, you're creating abundance. You're creating achievement, and you're creating success. And it's in the feeling of being needed that you will grow. It's in the feeling of being a divine carrier of love that you will start to see your truth in your life. You are way beyond not being connected, young lady. And I'm going to say young lady because that's what you are. You know, and I'm just going to say that you have so much love and support in your life that when you make your prayer in the morning, the spirits or the masters want you to ask for the angels to come into your world. As for the angels to be in your energy field in that morning when you awake, and they will show you, they will guide you, but you have to pay attention to the words and to the messages that they're given to you, not just in your mind and in your heart, but in the world that you've created in your life. And when you can start to follow what Jesua or Jesus is trying to teach you, then you'll find exactly how much you've been needed. And you'll learn to love yourself for it. So let me unlock something inside your high self. Archangel Michael says, we're going to unlock this energy that will rain upon you the feelings and the energies that you've created in other people. And the energies of that is divine purpose and divine love that have been saturating your mind for such a long time that it's time to bring it into your heart. Okay. So right now, I just want you just to open up your crown chakra, open up your mind, and I want you to just open up your crown chakra like a beautiful flower. Just a beautiful flower. Just open up your petals as wide as you can and let the essence of that flower come out of your crown chakra into the universe and around your body. Make yourself a beautiful lotus or a rose with a neck or so refined and so beautiful that it reflects about who you are. Okay. Okay. And for this journey, because you are a record keeper, I'm going to call in the council members of my Palladian ancestors to come and stand around you. Okay. And as they come in one by one, there's going to be an energy shift in your crown chakra. And they're going to expand your consciousness. So I just want you just to breathe and let yourself become transparent and let that energy just unfold you and expand you. Can you sense that happening right now?
I was jerking.
Okay. To your energy field, just breathe. Breathe.
There
just breathe.
There
you go. Perfect. That's good. and just let that energy expand around you. Okay. The hardest thing for me is that I can't always tell people where they should be and where they should go. That's part of the integrity that we have with our mission with God, is that I'm here to support people on their journey, to help extend life through the abundance of light and energy from the masters and the angels. I can't give you the answers that you want from me, because it would not be fair for me to tell you everything that you need to do. But I will give you and help you find abundance of love in your life by the aspects of your own energy and the connection that you have with God and the creation that you have completed in this lifetime. But it's important for you to know that the energy of all these beings of light are not here just because they're passing through. Is that because they are meant for you? You're meant to feel these energies. You're meant to walk a good road and to be abundantly occupied by inspiration and by the people in your life. But it's up to you solely to choose what you want to do and how you want to live your life. All right. How does that feel? Does that feel a little bit better?
It feels extremely, yes, you're extremely powerful. You're incredible, Matthew. I really, I feel
it
so gifted.
Two.
So appreciative.
It takes two. Okay.
Thank you. And thank you, my love.
Oh, I am so blown away by that, that was great. Just to be part of it, and I'm so happy that you called and got to have some work, some healing with Matthew. That's yay. And it's very interesting. Just wow. I'm getting so much from listening to everybody's readings. Even for myself. So that was great. So please take care, Kelly. We'll talk.
I will, my love.
Okay.
I love you, Kelly. Okay. Thank you for being on.
Thank you. And I'm going to find you.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Oh, I'm married.
You know what? That's right. Okay. I'll give her your number. And actually, let's give your number again right now, Matthew. What's your number for people to call you?
Eric code 530-276-3642.
Okay, 530-276-3642. And your website is ascendedmasterangels.com. And we also have that below the show for people to access. But thank you so much, Kelly. That was wonderful.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, okay. Love you. Bye.
Love you, honey.
Bye. Okay, bye. Great. Bye. That was great. Wow. I'm so floored by this. This is great. I'd like to take we are definitely getting closer to the end of the show. But I'd like to take at least like one more caller, if that would work for you. Matthew?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, great.
Just real quick. I just want to tell you that, just from what I've been seeing about people in relation to the changes on planet Earth, everybody's in sync. Everyone's in sync with nature right now, except that we're unaware of it. And when we become more aware about our connection with Earth, we'll start to be more abundantly aware about what's happening in our bodies. Right now, all the conflict and all the garbage, everything is coming to the surface. If we don't start being more accountable for our actions, we're going to blame everyone else, and we're not going to be able to get anywhere on our path. So I urge all of you to really heed and look at yourself before you look at someone else, to stop your judging and stop your criticisms on everything in the world and start looking about what you can change in yourself to create a better experience for this life. Do the best you can in this life, whether you make a ton of mistakes like me or you just get on that horse and just take it as far as it'll go. right? And then become a horse and take someone else on that ride, you know? It's it's about, you know, leading each other to the water and not for me, myself, and I. It's a you, we, and us world.
Right.
Okay, enough of my
stuff.
Let's go.
I'm so glad that you said that. And just as you were saying that, I remembered the one thing you said to Kelly, which really struck me, you know, for myself and for all of us, like, that she has a lot of, that she has to write, that she has to be expressing and sharing with people. And I think a lot of us feel that. I mean, I know that for me, I channel a lot of writing, and I want to express to people. So just to hear that, and I'm sure many people are hearing all of these readings that are for other people and feeling, oh, that resonates with me. Oh, that's my story too. So thank you for reminding all of us that, that that's something we need to do. Okay, and now you're ready. So we're going to take one more caller. And her, this is a 954 number, so we're going to click on 954-445. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, and is this Kelly? Is this another Kelly?
This is the Kelly that is with Helene.
Yay.
Oh,
hi. Okay,
hey,
so I'm sure you know all about me, Matthew.
Oh, no, no, that's not true. I don't even know your shoe size. Well, Helene just speaks, you know, she just talks, you know, she just mentioned you, and she mentioned that, you know, you're a really good person and, you know, you have a high integrity. But tell me a little bit about yourself, Kelly.
I talked to you the last time when Helene did, Helene and CJ did a show with you, and I was Princess. I don't know if you remember that or not.
Oh, my God, yes, I remember. How could I forget?
Yes, how could you forget the Princess? I am a massage therapist, a Reiki master, and have just undergone a major shift in my life. And it's all good, but I'm kind of wondering what's next or if there's anything I should know.
Well, this just from looking at your energy, there is a lot of energy coming into your heart chakra that is helping you to feel like you're delivering good energy. But what you got to be really mindful about is really clearing out your energy field before you work on people. And you're still taking on other people's energies. And your crown chakra looks a little, you know, it's not pure blue like it should be or suggested to be. It's more of like, it's like it has a, it has like you're leaning to the left, which inquires you that like you're on your path, but you're off your path. You're not allowing yourself to be challenged to really overcome some of the things that you've been driven to believe. And a lot of that is fear. And what you need to really remember is that when you give of yourself in your mind before you work on clients, you've already abundant that client with that thought. But if you abundant yourself with overachieving or trying to look good or trying to look at, you know, look at how much you've done, you're going to create an energy, a program that is not going to be in your highest good. So what you need to do is that you need to clear your heart chakra from your high self. And how you do that, who has access to that is Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, and Master Hilarion. And right now, just go ahead and call them in. Call them in into your high self and let them start clearing the energies in your high self. Okay, good, good. Okay, so Master Hilarion is already connecting your crown chakra to your highest divine purpose and your divine love. And they're also they're sending you your energy connecting to your extended soul self. The extended soul self is the mission on the planet that you're here to do. For a lot of us, you know, we're I didn't know any of these terms until it started happening to me. Everything that I'm telling people that I'm seeing in them is what has happened and occurred in myself, or else I couldn't understand what it was doing. And so the extended soul self is like your mission on Earth. You know, you're here to bring abundance. You're here to bring abundance of energy and love, and you are also an activator. But in order to be that, you need to raise your vibration a lot more in the morning. That means starting your day with a prayer that is going to abundant you with infectious positivities that will infect everyone else, you know. I'm not saying to be like, you know, laughing like a hyena or anything on a bus, but, you know, you need to draw attention to laughter more in your life and not to be so serious. And my dad says it all the time. I picked up on it. But and so it's important for you to really expand your consciousness into your divine kid self, to be more playful, to be more laughing, you know, to enjoy life, to bring joy. And when you add what you feel inside your heart outside you, you know, you're gifting yourself with a pleasurable feeling, and that blessing will overpour in your body and out into the world and to all the people you touch. Because it looks like to me your Reiki comes on any time during the day. You don't even have to tell it to come on. It just comes on.
Yeah.
And for that, it looks like you've been doing it for a while. And I can tell you that your energy influence that you're getting from God is that you're an activator. So really, let me ask something real quick. Yes, okay. So Master Toth, he is an activator of the Emerald Green Tablets. And the Emerald Green Tablets are activations that resonate with your high self. And it's not always for everyone else, although there are activations that you can do for everyone to get them to a specific place to feel connected and more understanding about themselves and spirit. But for you, Master Toth will be there as an individual helper if you ask, if you can access his energy. So what we need to do really quick right now, we're just going to raise your vibration. There it goes. I am not raising your vibration. They are raising your vibration. Okay. So, All right. So we're going to raise your vibration. And the colors make a big difference. When you focus on, like, what you wear, you know, if you learn to wear more brighter colors, that's the energy that you're going to put into your field. If you wear darker colors, those are going to be more mundane and lower vibrational colors. So wear brighter colors that really extends yourself, your soul's energy and your soul's colors and your personality from God. Okay. So as they expand your energy field and raise your vibration, this is going to promote an energy in your crown chakra that will envelop and encapsulate the activations that are coming down into your high self. So what you need to do is to really feel the energy first. Just feel it and how it feels in your body. Feel it coming from your head, like warm water, warm milk going down your body. That was kind of gross. Maybe not warm milk. Warm water going down your body, you know, into your spine and into your legs. And really, really try to stay warm in this next 3 days so you can feel the energy building up inside you. Because it's through the feeling first that we recognize our own self. Because when we listen to someone just talking to us about the changes and we don't feel the connection to it, it's harder to accept. So Master Toth is here to help you feel that energy of that activational process that you can access at any time. You do have integrity. You do have access to activations. And when you talk to Master Toth, you know, with elegance and grace and humility, he'll help you. And when you access his energy, let it come into you first and then use it with your clients, but only by asking their high selves if it's okay to use it on them. You know what I mean by that?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you just call me sir? Okay. All right.
I just came from a class this weekend, so I'm used to the teacher, you know, being the exalted.
No, no.
You know?
I get a kick out of that when young people call me sir. Okay. So they're putting they're invoking the indigo light inside you, which looks like you haven't had yet. And Archangel Michael activates the indigo light. And the indigo light is a connection to the indigo children that are placed on planet Earth. And there's a narrow net of energy, just like we have, the etheric, angelic, and spiritual. The Earth has the same. She has energy around her. And so what it's going to do is going to connect your energy field to her energy field and help you move through your processes at an accelerated rate. So you're not just dwelling on the past, you're not just dwelling on things that you couldn't accomplish. And these are energies that are coming in right now. And whether it's part of the reading or not, It's what had to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I start to stutter when I get too excited. I apologize for that. So I'm just happy to see all this color coming into your energy field.
Thank you.
Okay. Can you kind of sense that happening with Master Talk?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. So what I want you to do right now is that I want you to think about all the people in your life that you love, that you care about, and maybe don't care about so much, and just send that energy out to all those people. And then beyond them. And then beyond them, and beyond them, and beyond them, until it gets to the universe. And if you can learn to do that with the activation in the morning with Master Toth, all you have to do is ask Master Toth for the activation that resonates with your high self. That's all you have to say. Master Toth, send the activation that resonates with my high self.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Whew, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, CJ.
Thank you. Thank you, Kelly. Wow, that was... There's all this healing going on tonight. I feel so relaxed. And this is great. Thank you so much for calling in. I know those dogs. I know
yeah.
That sound.
Okay.
All right. Well, bye-bye. We're going to end the show soon, so we'll say goodbye to you. Thank you so much for calling in, Kelly.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Matthew.
Yes, she just said thanks, Matthew. So okay.
I said yes to thanks.
Sometimes everybody talks at once, and it's hard. We don't always hear each other. Wow, I'm just so I get into listening to people's to your healing, and I go into another world. So excuse me if I'm a little. I feel I'm going into an altered state listening to you. So what a beautiful time this has been. Listening to you and sharing in the energy that you bring to all of us, Matthew. We're going to be wrapping it up the show, but before we come to a close, I just wanted to see if there was anything, any kind of closing statement you wanted to share with our listeners before we say goodbye.
Well,
Matthew.
Okay. I just want to honor all the people that have been listening today and to honor all our ancestors for coming forward and assisting us with helping to raise the vibration of every single person that have heard the show or haven't heard the show. I'd like to give a big thank you for our teachers, for the people who have left this world recently, Uncle Charlie Tom, my grandmother, and all of the loved ones who are connected to everyone here, to know that all your ancestors are very proud of you for being on the planet. We're only here because of our ancestors existed, and they gave our life for us to be here on this planet. And all we can do is give back what we feel drives us to be better people, and not to be misunderstood, but to understand and to be the givers of life on this planet and to come together as one. And we just let us take to pray right now and ask all of the listeners who are magnificent souls, by the way,
mm-hmm.
Mother Mary says. And she says she just wants to put out the greatest amount of love that you can achieve is being yourself on every level and not allowing yourself to give in to what other opinions of our fellow man has provided for us at any given moment, but for ask for retribution for what we have done in our karmic lives to be stopped here and start over and live anew, to rebirth yourself, to come out of hiding and be bold enough to love in every direction, because that is the ultimate power. Love is the answer.
Mm.
So let it be.
Let it be. Wow. That is so beautiful. It's so true. We're all made of love, and love is really the only thing that exists. I just feel so loving being in your energy and being in the energy of all the angels and ascended masters like this. And I just want to say, dovetail on that and say thank you to all of your guides and all of the great beings that have been with us tonight to share in this beautiful energy and to bring healing and to bring solace to all of us at this time. You know, people are, even though this is a beautiful time of ascension, there's tough times and people do need the support, and we do need to know that we're not alone. And I think that the beautiful thing about this show today was being able to hear people's stories and know that we all do have things that we feel the same about. And we all need to listen to our hearts and reach out to others and do the work that we're here to do, you know. And I feel so inspired by you, Matthew, and so inspired by all of our listeners and all the people who've called in and all the wonderful people who've been listening to our show. And I really feel the energy from everybody, and I'm just so thankful for all of you for being here today. And gosh, Matthew, you're wonderful. I'm so touched. I feel overwhelmed. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on the show. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
That's right. We'll be back.
December 18th. I'll try to make more souls before then so I can clear it and then tell people how to do it for themselves.
Oh, I think there's plenty of stuff going on. You know, it's coming to the end of the year now. And, you know, I'd like for next time, if we can, if energies are coming up, we could spend a little bit of time talking about that in the beginning. I know people really want readings, and I don't want to keep them from having their readings. Maybe if you have a little bit of extra time on the next show, we can go over after the end of the show, after 10 o'clock, because we do actually have a little more time, but we can spend some time talking about the energies that are affecting people, because this is a really poignant time. And gosh, you're great, Matthew. You're funny. You're wonderful to listen to. And I'm so happy to be working with you, and I really look forward to our next show. So
yeah,
thanks for being. Yeah. So, and I want to remind other people, everybody that's listening, that next week I will have Franco Di Nicola on my show. And he will actually be a regular guest. He'll be on my show once a month. So we'll be talking next week about the changes that are going on right now and where we all are in the shift in consciousness at this time. So that should be a great show. And like we said, the week after, it'll be Matthew again. And I'll also have a host of other very interesting people coming on my show. It'll always be Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock. I'm so happy to have you here. Thank all of you for joining us tonight. And I just want to, just like Matthew, to remind all of you to listen to your heart and speak from your heart and share with others your divine light, because you have a great gift. And be a kid.
Be a kid. Enjoy Christmas. Go out and get a tree in a pot and put prayer ties on your Christmas tree instead of glowing stuff and make the popcorn string lits, you know, have puppet shows and eat as much candy as you possibly can until you fart, and it'll all be good.
Yeah, that's a really good thing to remember. You're right. Yeah. My 3-year-old would like to hear that.
In the new year, you can start all over again.
Yeah, that's right. It's almost the new year.
Yeah.
So, Yeah. Thanks for that reminder. I'm going to, on that note, I hope we all have a beautiful night and a beautiful rest and sleep, or the rest of the evening, wherever you are in the world. May the sun be shining on your back and the moon light your way.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Matthew, and we will be talking again soon, and I'll see you back here in 2 weeks on December 18th at 8 o'clock, for sure.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Claudia.
Thank you so much, Matthew, and thank you to all of our listeners. We love you all, and we'll see you again real soon. Bye-bye.